He and Egan also spoke for hours on the phone many nights. One topic they wrestled with was his belief, which came from his Buddhist studies, that it was important to avoid attachment to material objects. "Our consumer desires are unhealthy," he told her, "and to attain enlightenment, you need to develop a life of non-attachment and non-materialism." He even sent her a tape of Koben Chino, his Zen teacher, lecturing about the problems caused by craving and obtaining things. Egan pushed back. "Wasn't he defying that philosophy," she asked, "by making computers and other products that people coveted?" He was irritated by the dichotomy, and we had exuberant debates about it, Egan recalled. In the end, Jobs's pride in the objects he made overcame his sensibility that people should eschew being attached to such possessions. When the Macintosh came out in January 1984, Egan was staying at her mother's apartment in San Francisco during her winter break from Penn. Her mother's dinner guests were astonished one night when Steve Jobs, suddenly very famous, appeared at the door, carrying a freshly boxed Macintosh, and proceeded to Egan's bedroom to set it up. Jobs told Egan, as he had a few other friends, about his premonition that he would not live a long life. That was why he was driven and impatient, he confided. He felt a sense of urgency about all he wanted to get done, Egan later said.